Hello, welcome to this HRD Live podcast. Joining me is founder of Courageous Success, Liz Villani. This podcast will be focused on the hashtag Be Yourself at Work, Courageous Success, putting the real people at the centre of your people strategy. So Liz, if you could just tell us a bit about Courageous Success and the hashtag as an approach to the employee experience.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. So what we do at Courageous Success is modernise and humanise learning and development at work. And we work globally. So what we're trying to create is a cultural transformation where people can feel that there's a bit of an end to pigeonhole personality profiling, and actually create a working environment where people can be themselves. So our whole approach is that the best person you can be is yourself, your natural you. And we essentially help people to understand who that person is and give them the confidence and the ability to manage their reactions so they can really be themselves at work. So that's what the hashtag is all about. And it's really about helping leaders and managers, so whatever you do in whatever sector that you're in, that, you know, as an employee, you can create the experience that feels right for you by being yourself at work. And at the same time, create a culture that feels real and trusting and positive. But, you know, that doesn't mean we're not focusing on business results. That's what generally the working world is about. But, you know, we focus on real outcomes rather than theories. So no frameworks, no personality profiling tools, letters, numbers, algorithms. Let's have a look at who you really are and help you to be that person at work.
So what would you say are the benefits of being yourself at work to an individual or organisation?
Oh, they're just huge. I mean, one of the things that, sort of launched the creation of Courageous Success for me was my background's not HR and learning and development. I'm operational. I have a degree in manufacturing. And I essentially found that people in my team and people that I know and knew would just go on all these different development training courses, interventions, hate that word, training, essentially have some kind of folder that would go in the bottom drawer of their desk. But essentially nothing then really would change, which was just crazy, you know, in terms of, you know, wasting money, wasting time. But for me, it was a fundamental missed opportunity to really make a difference to somebody and help them in their working world. So I guess the reason I'm sharing that is that, you know, my belief is that there should be significant return on investment from any kind of development of people at work. And quite frankly, it's just not really measured properly in the world. So one of the things that we do is measure those benefits. So we know that if you can create a real impact on an individual when they're in a learning and development situation, something that really changes something and shifts something significant within them, that lasts. And it means that the learning that they have is embedded and really makes a difference. So, for example, one of the things that we measure at Courageous Success is how different our development is from things that people have experienced before, and we get a 94% positive reaction to, is this different to anything, to things that you've experienced before? And that's really important because I think, you know, a lot of us are kind of, you know, a little bit fed up of going through the same old training course and management speak and frameworks. So I think having something different is really important to get the both benefits. So there's a number of things that that we find that are the real benefits. So the first thing is self-awareness. So we all know and work with people that perhaps are challenging around self-awareness and the impact that they have on us and the people around us. So, you know, the benefits of being yourself at work is really understanding yourself. We get a 90% impact on self-awareness through the work that we do. But it's also about motivation. So when you're yourself at work, it feels good, it feels right, it feels connected, it feels like you're making a difference. You know, motivation and engagement in the workplace is something that's measured globally. We get an 84% impact on that. We get an 88% impact on positivity and happiness, which is you know, perfectly linked and aligned. So being yourself at work unlocks a natural energy within all of us that makes us want to be and do better, but also make a difference to the other people around us. And that translates often into business results, which is something that, you know, from a learning development and HR perspective, we shouldn't shy away from measuring. You know, when we work with individuals and teams, we use their KPIs to look at the impact of being yourself at work and what that's having, well, the impact that's having on you and what you're delivering. So on average, we get an 85% impact on that by people really using their natural strengths. And I think the other thing I would add to that is that, you know, people feel often powerless. It's quite shocking when you look at the engagement surveys and results around the world, and, you know, the kind of feeling that world happens to me, I have no power, and to sort of change the culture to make it feel good. We know that cultural change can happen even just through one individual. And we measure that too. We use the statement, I have the power to change my workplace, and we get an 81% agreement with that when people know who they are and understand that they can have a real impact by being themselves on culture. So I think the benefits of being yourself are boundless, but it takes courage, hence the word courageous success.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you've listed the apparent perks and benefits of being yourself at work. But in your opinion, what do you feel the HR leaders and business leaders alike could do to encourage their workforce to be themselves at work?
It's a really good question. We run a lot of workshops. We have a program called I'm a Life Changing Manager, which is just transformational. It's a game changer around management. But it really requires people to be themselves in order to make a career and life-changing difference to others. And one of the things that we find, particularly in middle and junior management with that, is that they really need permission from the business that it's okay to be them. And it's easier in some cultures around the world than others, but it really does take not just an HRD, but for the HRD to also be connected with the senior leaders of the business, to be normal, to be authentic, and to actively create an employee experience for them and everyone that isn't based upon rank and hierarchy and rules and formality, but actually an invitation and an encouragement that being yourself at work is the right thing. We see a lot of trends around the world, which I'll come back to, around be you, you know, that's kind of embedded really successful HRDs right at the center of their people and culture strategy. And it's cross-cultural, so it makes sense. So I think, to answer your question, I think it's really about really proactively living and being authentic and being human and natural and normal as leaders, and really actively promoting and encouraging verbally and in communication people within the business to be themselves. And it's okay to do that.
So could you talk to us about your workshop at HRD Summits with Sue Yell?
Yeah, of course. So yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely not a talk. We never do talks. We do workshops. So the number one thing is that if people want to come along and hear more about the workshop, hear more about Be Yourself at Work and the impact, be ready to do some work. So, we're running a session on the 5th of February at the HRD Summit, 325. And really what we're going to do is have a real fresh, modern look at learning in the workplace. So Sue Yell, the HRD at Warburtons, is going to join me and share an example of where we've worked with one of the Warburtons teams on how to really achieve and maintain significant engagement, even despite through change, by innovating in the employee experience, by helping people and teams and leaders to be themselves at work. She's going to share some of those results She's managed to maintain a 3-star Best Companies rating, which is incredible. 87% engagement despite significant change. But the way that the development has worked is really by helping each individual to really have the confidence to be themselves. So I'll give you some highlights. Again, we use numbers and measurement. We like that because it tells us the impact. So some of the things that Sue will share in that session is how team relationships have been impacted by 90% by each of the team members understanding each other and their IAM values. So one of the things that we'll do within the session is the second half, we'll actually, each member of the audience will create what we call an IAM values ripple in the session. So what is that? If you're going to be yourself at work, you have to understand who you are. Might help. Most of us, when we're asked the question, who are you, we'll say, well, this is my name, this is my job role, this is how long I've been there, this is my CV, my story, my history. All of that's in your head. And you'll feel exactly the same as a person when you're in your 80s. And older people know that because they're there and they still feel the same as when they were 17. You're not management speak. You're not your insecurities that we all have. And actually, what we need to understand if we're going to be ourselves is who that real us is. So that basically, we use the I Am Values Report process to do that. So everyone in the workshop, along with hearing about Sue's team's journey, if you like, will also in the second half of the workshop create their own I Am Values Report. So they will walk away with a tangible picture of themselves and who they are and therefore who they can bring to work. So that's really exciting. Sue's also going to talk about the transition through change and the impact that that's had, and actually how if you can look at change in a different way and look at it from a different perspective by really helping and supporting people innovatively, by, you know, supporting them and how they're feeling, it can really make a huge difference. And how, quite frankly, it can change your life. So, you know, the team that Sue's going to talk about, she's got a lovely video that she's also going to share. You know, this is what 80% of the leaders and managers in the team shared, that the approach with their I Am and being themselves at work has changed their lives.
Cool. So is there a trend that you're seeing globally in people and culture strategy? And what's your opinions on current and future trends?
Oh, it's just huge. Because I have to probably have to stop me because I could actually probably talk quite a long time about this question. Yes, the answer is a definite yes, and we're seeing it in every sector, and we're seeing it globally, so not just here in the UK. So, for example, when I created Courageous Success in 2003, we were really pushing water uphill. You know, the world was driven by MBTI, Insights, DISC, all the profiling tools, and they still, you know, they still exist today. But really, a lot of the approaches to developing people were theoretical. They were frameworks, very much driven by research-based evidence out of business schools and universities, and quite frankly, weren't getting the results that potentially development should be getting. And the world is really waking up. So I can't tell you how busy we are. And the conversations that I have around the world with HRDs who are absolutely ready and absolutely looking to put Be Yourself right at the centre of their people and culture strategy, really moving away from, you know, frameworks to a more human approach. I think statistics and the use of data analytics is still definitely a significant trend, but those analytics are looking more at the human elements of being at work rather than sort of straightforward engagement. The trend is enormous.
So do you see these trends having the short-term effects? So, like, do you see these changes happen in the next 2 or 3 years, or is it very much like a long-term project to happen in the next 10 to 15 years to fully take effect?
I think, you know, moving away as well, and you know, there's a lot of talk about millennials and, you know, and also, you know, matrix framework working. Most businesses are looking much more globally and working actively more globally. I think this is a trend that, you know, what I saw is it started a good 3-4 years ago, but actually is very much in momentum now. And I think if people aren't looking at this, quite frankly, they're really going to get left behind. And the, you know, the key sort of frame projects that we know about that are happening, you know, there's some real innovation occurring in some really serious scaling businesses that I think will, quite frankly, transform what it's like to be at work.
And finally, last question from me, where can people find out more about Courageous Success?
So obviously we'll be at the HRD Summit. We're going to be on stand 43. So if people who are listening to the podcast want to come along and say hello, we're just by the coffee area in the centre of the conference and exhibition. So you can come and say hello to us then. But obviously we also have the workshop, so they can come along on Tuesday the 5th of February, 3:25, and hear from Sue and I. The other thing is the website. So our website is designed to be a 5-minute read. We're all busy. So you can go to www.courageoussuccess.com and read a little bit more about us. We also blog every week, our famous, infamous blog, I have to say. So most of the blog posts, there's probably 200 or 300 now, are there for people to filter through. But the other thing, and we'll bring some invitations to the stand at the HRD Summit, is we run globally experience events throughout the year. You know, the concept of being yourself at work is really taking off. It's very important. But for a lot of people, it's quite new. And it's understanding, you know, what that means and how to do that. So we run experience events for HRDs, heads of learning and development, to help them to experience being yourself at work. So our next UK events are the 7th of March. We've also got the 16th of May and the 27th of June. And they're all complementary. Each individual, our guests, they all go through IAM, so they understand who they are first. And then we literally run a 3-hour session in London where they can understand who they are using their IAM. And then we literally take them through personal workshops for a couple of hours and then help them to network and learn from each other. So that's probably the perfect way to really understand more and look at what all of this might mean for them in their organisation.
Well, thank you for your time, Liz, and I hope your future events and sessions go well.
Thank you. It's been good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You too. And thank you for joining us on HRD Live. Make sure to tune in next time and follow us on social media under the handle HRD Community.